Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, three-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
We're going to talk about a lot of things from this Steeler game, the AFC playoff landscape right now as well. Steelers just passed the quarter mark of their season. We're going to hand out some awards with Dr. Robert Pompiani here. But let's be honest. I mean, the big question now is the quarterback situation, because now it's real. Russell finally dressed for a game, was available. Would Mike Tomlin have gone to him if that roughing the passer call doesn't happen and that horrendous interception stands? Fields goes to the intermission trailing 7-6, another first half without a touchdown, with a 44 passer rating. So you have to at least wonder, don't you, what would have happened? And now, even though he bounced back in the second half, you have to wonder what's going to happen moving forward. We're going to get into Najee's day, which was amazing. Them trying to force feed George Pickens at the end, which was either smart or sad, depending on your perspective. But the quarterbacks, man, that's the issue. You got the Jets coming to town. They win tonight. All of a sudden, they get a little momentum. We'll see how Aaron Rodgers plays. Their defense has 18 sacks in five games. Can Russell Wilson beat them with quick decision-making, or will he get killed back there behind a leaky and injured offensive line? 412-928-9370, fan text line brought to you by Edgar Snyder & Associates, personal injury law firm where they always say there's never a fee unless we get money for you, and the 50-minute mark on the fan brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Jeep Dodge Route 19 Peters Township, celebrating 50 years in the South Hills. Limits, somebody gets a chance to talk to Bob.
Well, let's begin with Jay in Columbus talking to Bob.
Hello, Columbus, Jay. Ohio.
Hey, good morning, guys. With Matt Canada 2.0 as OC coordinator, there is no way you can start Russell Wilson with probably the worst offensive line in the NFL with all the injuries and everything.
Now, wait a second, Jay in Columbus. Arthur Smith's offense scored 30 points yesterday. Matt Canada's offense never did.
Did you watch the game?
No, I missed it.
The ref were in their hip pocket. Justin Fields looked scared. And he's not the guy. You're 4-2. Are you going to give him $30 million? Over 3 years, I mean,
that hasn't been made yet, nor will it be made until the end of the season. But
exactly,
they're hoping that he's worth it, and they're hoping that he does. But
he's not. He's not worth it.
His pass game—that's the biggest thing, right?
Yeah.
His pass game has to get better.
Yeah, I think we agree, Jay. I think we agree on this. Through six games, the only reason I would choose Fields right now is because he makes a lot of sins disappear with those feet, those legs. He could run. And when you're behind an offensive line like that, at the moment especially, them being banged up, that's worth a lot. But your point's well taken. Six games in, and when I watch this guy throw the ball, I have less and less confidence that he's the long-term answer at quarterback. I agree with you there.
Can we get Roman Wilson in there, please? Can we get Roman Wilson in there?
Well, he was active, but he didn't get anything.
You
know,
why?
I don't know why. Yeah. Why is a good question. It's time. I know he's missed training camp, but there, you know, and Mike likes to talk about it's hard to jump on a moving train. Some guys do jump on moving trains and do it pretty well. And so I would be willing to give him an opportunity.
Thank you. Who's next?
Did an Ade and Eko just jump off them on the moving train,
Ade
Bob?
Did Ade and Eko? Yeah, they jumped on a moving train, Bob.
Moon. He made a pretty good play.
Moon over Miami.
Yes.
That was gigantic.
Ade and Eko.
Did Ade and Eko get a tackle?
They were in there for a little bit.
Yes. One had a pass breakup. I think Eko had a pass breakup, and Ade had a pass rush move that he made.
Do you have the clip before we move on? That clip goes down in history, Bob, from last week's news conference, because everybody was like, what? Who?
Man, it's a big day, maybe for some edge rushers like Ade and Eko, man, who just got here.
Next.
Just got here. Here's Rob in West Mifflin.
Hello, Rob.
Good morning, fellas. How y'all doing?
All right, Rob, what's up?
A lot, man. I just don't understand I don't know why people want to see Russell Wilson. Like, what can he do, man? Like,
throw.
Wait a minute. Did you watch him last year in Denver? It wasn't like he was just some, you know, garbage trash that they threw out. He actually had if you combine his touchdown passes, he had more by himself in a bad team in Denver than the entire Steeler quarterback crew had.
Okay, but what I'm saying is we're winning games. He's not the future. Like, yesterday I watched the whole game. Me and my wife sitting here. I said, yeah. She said, yeah. I think we found our quarterback, baby. I said, I don't know what the controversy is about. Everybody wants to see Russell Wilson play.
Let me ask you an honest question, Rob, because it's a great question. What about Fields as a passer makes you say, that's the guy we want to have for our future QB?
Okay, I'm going to let you. You know 77 on our team, right, Jones?
Yeah.
I don't even know if he was at the game yesterday because Crosby was in the backfield every play, and he could have been called for holding every play. Fields, he rolls to the left. He hits. First of all, that would have been a sack if that was Russell Wilson. He probably would have got sacked 10 times. He rolls to the left, and Calvin Austin, the 3rd and 6th, for like 19 yards. Like, and then every time, he's always behind the chains. We're getting timely penalties. Now it's instead of 3rd and 3, it's 3rd and 9. The kid's playing good. I mean, I don't know. I'm not going to make the decision, but to me, he wouldn't come out the game unless he got hurt.
Rob,
I'm sorry.
Bob, I think that's a pretty good point that we've already made, is that Fields, because of his lineman's penalties, he was behind the chains a lot yesterday.
A lot.
And I think some of his best plays were subtle little plays where he avoided sacks. The one where he threw the ball away was a miracle when he took the little like jump shot on the sidelines and threw it away. You remember that one, Rob?
Yeah. He was running to the left and he just threw it with his right hand. And they was about to throw a flag, but they said it was outside the pocket and it went past the line of scrimmage. My whole thing is I like Russell Wilson. But Russell Wilson is not our future. He's not our future. We need to ride this thing out. No, it wasn't a pretty game. Far from a pretty game. But like I said, I watch every game and I break down film a lot. He's behind the chains a lot yesterday. And it's the same Oakland team, the same Vegas team, that went to Baltimore and beat Baltimore. So I don't want to hear that, they beat the Vegas Raiders. Yeah, that same Raiders team beat Baltimore, man.
Well, sadly, you are going to hear that. That was a different Raider team, by the way. Did that Raider team have Davante Adams, Bob, first of all?
Yeah, and Jacoby Myers. So, but
the Raiders are horrible. I don't think that's an opinion. That's a fact.
No, they're terrible. I mean, they don't have anything going. And quite frankly, even some of their defensive players, Crosby was doing it by himself. He didn't. And I thought Diablo had a really good game.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, 3-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
But other than that, they don't have many playmakers there either. Interesting to support what Rob is saying here. Dan Orlovsky, who I respect a lot, I think he's very good at what he does.
Yeah.
He tweeted this out. Justin Fields covers up for the Steelers offense in ways that the box score cannot.
That's exactly in a succinct way what I think I've been saying the whole show, and I think that you agreed, right?
Yes. I'm glad you brought that up, Bob. I actually have that clip.
Let's go,
what
Austin.
What a wonderful man.
110 yards of hidden yardage Justin Fields covered up for because of that offensive line. You put Russell back there, this team's going to struggle to score, let alone struggle to win. Okay, he's 7 yards behind the line of scrimmage. That defensive end's untouched. He's going to turn a 7-yard loss into a 14-yard gain. That's 21 yards of hidden yardage. 3rd and 12. He is 8 yards behind the line of scrimmage. Internal pressure. He's going to take an 8-yard loss into a 21-yard gain. Ooh. That's 28 yards of hidden yardage right there.
He's right. He's 100% right. But, Bob, there were a couple of catastrophic plays that he got saved on. The roughing the passer was a horrendous, by the letter of the law, I guess it was a decent call. It was a great break for him.
That's on the league, by the way. That's on the owners and the people who make the competition committee.
Behind the line of scrimmage to Warren, that could be a defensive touchdown. So let's not act like he played error-free or threw the ball wonderfully.
No, but his point here, what we've been trying to say, is this offensive line has had too many injuries,
yeah.
And behind it, you better have someone who can play Houdini, and you better have someone who can do what he's done. Fine,
yes.
That's good.
Yes.
But you also need someone to hit an open receiver once in a while. Don't overthrow people.
Don't put
the ball in harm's way. And I haven't seen enough from Justin Fields in that department. Sooner or later, you know, they're going to have, and I was encouraged in Indianapolis because they fell behind 17-0. Then it was, okay, we got to make up points here. And this guy has to, and he passed for over 300 yards in that game, had a tremendous second half.
Yeah.
That's what I want to see more of at the start of a game. Not necessarily because I have to. You know what I mean?
One more Wonder Twin.
Let's go to Ron in the car.
I think that Justin Fields played the game of his life. I think that Scotty Miler. Because you'd be in there a little bit more. Go ahead.
Hey, real quick, if you're going to do Justin Fields' QB rating with that interception, how about the Freiermuth touchdown and the touchdown George Pickens dropped? What's his QB rating go up then?
Well, but would he have been in the game? A, would he have even been in the game? B, the pass to Freiermuth, I thought, was unbelievably ill-advised for that situation in the game. I'm not even sure he was throwing it there. You lob a pass on the run into the end zone, usually bad things happen. But go ahead. And he was past the line of scrimmage anyway.
And Pickens with the drops.
Yeah.
Pickens again with drops.
Yep, two of them. Maybe three.
Those things, and the points made before, he's behind the sticks, you know, second and 20 with the penalties. He has 10 touchdowns to one interception, and this is the guy you want to bench. I don't understand.
Well, surely you understand the concept of he's had a number of errors that he got lucky on, and secondly, you can't be looking at him and saying, man, that's a really good passer. Can you?
I don't want him benched, by the way.
Nobody, neither me nor Bob, does want him benched. I think he should play.
Okay. You can't say the refs helped us out because go back to last week. I mean,
the refs helped you out.
There's no question.
The refs helped you out.
In this game yesterday, they were terrible calls, most of them in favor of the Raiders.
Bob, it evens out over the course of the year. It usually does.
Maybe so. But in this game, it did not feel at all like 32-13 to me. Did it to you?
No, not at all. But at the end of the day, we still don't have a true number one wide receiver on this team. You could say Pickens is that, but he's not. He's not there yet. This team does not have a number one wideout.
Well, that's a good issue to raise, and we're going to get to that in the next hour. But first, continue to take your calls on the quarterbacks. What will Mike Tomlin do? What should he do when the Jets come rolling into town?
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, three-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.